155. Let's take 155, and when Mary Ann gets back, we'll take 154.
Sure. 155, authorize contract with Place Studio LLC for master planning for the Washington Park Master Plan Update Project at a not-to-exceed amount of $368,800.
Okay. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. And introducing Emily Roth, who will present on parks, on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you for welcoming to council. As you know, Washington Park is one of our oldest parks in our system. It was originally called City Park. We have a plan that was completed in 1988 for the park, and since then, many things have changed. For instance, when we did the plan, the OMSI was at Washington Park, and now the Children's Museum has moved in. Max has gone in. Many, many changes have happened to the park. And we want to take this opportunity to update the park, rebrand it, and take into consideration all those changes that have happened. So to do this, PP&R went through a competitive RFP process to select the consultant team for the update of the master plan. We received 5 proposals and then interviewed 3 teams. Every team that proposed would have done an excellent job. The interview committee selected Place Studios LLC as the winning proposer to update the plan. 78% of the Place team are minority women and/or emerging small businesses. They are located in downtown Portland and have experienced working in Washington Park and throughout the world. We have budgeted for a robust public involvement process that will enable us to interface with various users of the park and communities outside the local neighborhoods. PP&R is looking forward to working with Place and their team to create a new master plan for one of our oldest and most visited park in our system. Questions? Comments?
So, could you refresh my memory? It says this is to be paid out of Washington Park parking revenues?
That is correct.
Are those revenues?
Those are general.
Hold off from the parks, other general fund?
Yes. These are all revenues that are generated from the parking that has now been put into Washington Park. We're getting a revenue about $2 million a year now, and that money is being used to either do park improvements and as part of the TMA, which is now called Explore Washington Park. One of our commitments was to update the management plan for that park. And so over the last 2 years, $400,000 has been set aside for this planning effort.
So when we created the whole transportation management plan and area, we consciously dedicated parking revenues to go towards, as you said, park improvements and other things.
That is correct. All of it is spent in Washington Park.
Yeah, I remember us actually making a pretty clear commitment that the money would stay in Washington Park and would be used for activities that benefited the whole system, so the transportation, the planning, et cetera. I have a question about the master plan. In light of the schedule that we've been reading about for capital construction at Lincoln High School at some point, have we had discussions with the district about some kind of interim field use in Washington Park?
Not that I know of, but I'll make a note and get back to you.
I think we have actually.
Okay.
At a executive level.
Okay, thank you.
And there's some challenges with that. But I'd be happy to follow up with you, Commissioner Fish.
So I think the biggest challenge that I'm aware of is that we might have a high school that doesn't have a place to play. So it's an issue I care a lot about. And if there are options for interim field, I'd like to know about them and how we can how we might be able to facilitate that. Or if there's an alternative parks facility that could be made available to the high school during the construction. But it's an issue we've heard from a number of people on, and I know the Parks Bureau cares deeply about fields, but I'd like to have a follow-up on that to know what our options are.
Be happy to follow up with you.
Okay, other questions for Emily? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay, then let's take a vote, please. It's an emergency ordinance.
I have to add one little thing to that ordinance. I got a little note from the Treasury office just before I came down here that we have to add that they can also receive their check through ACH. So just a little technical difficulty that wasn't caught, which means they can have we automatically pay them. We do not have to issue them a check. So payment can be done by ACH, which
that has
is,
to be added to the ordinance?
Where would it go in the ordinance? Are you
Just on the very last part of the ordinance, on number 2, it says reimbursement through check on the city.
Says so they're hereby authorized to draw and deliver checks.
Yes.
So we could just say pay, delete, hereby authorized to pay Place Studio, deleting draw and deliver checks.
That is correct.
I move that amendment. Thank you.
Second.
Second.
I'll second it, but just for purposes of the future, if there's a clause that says they get payment, I think we would delegate to the Bureau the decision about how the payment is actually affected. And yeah, with changing technology at some point, if you want to pay them through an iPhone, that's your privilege. I don't think the council's intending to limit the, right, the manner in which you pay.
Right. We'll change our standard language.
Yeah, we've got to change our standard language at purchasing so that that's the case.
Because something that, says we'll make payment at our discretion, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
I've moved that
and roll call on the amendment.
Second.
Okay. Take a vote on the amendment, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? No one did? Okay, then roll call on the amended emergency ordinance.
Fritz.
Good catch, Emily, in the Treasury Department. Thank you, Emily Roth, Brett Horner, and Kia Selly at Portland Parks and Recreation, and to the volunteers and staff on the new Explore Washington Park, which formerly known as the Washington Park Transportation Management Association. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you. Okay, let's go.